This is KUT. State lawmakers have held another hearing over concerns born out of a series of discredited videos released last year relating to Planned Parenthood and fetal tissue donations. The focus of a hearing yesterday was on how medical researchers procure fetal tissue in Texas. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
The reality is that there's not a whole lot of fetal tissue research here in the Lone Star State, but the research that is conducted is pretty important. Here's Ray Greenberg, the Executive Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs for the UT system.
Some highlights of this work include the Galveston National Laboratory at UT Medical Branch, with some of the world's leading experts on emerging infectious diseases, such as Ebola and Zika virus. It is clear to all of us here that this work is critical to protecting the health and well-being of the citizens of Texas and beyond.
Most of the research, by the way, is paid for by the federal government, the National Institutes of Health, to be exact. Dr. Peter Rottwein, the chair of the Department of Biomedical Sciences at Texas Tech in El Paso, says his school has been conducting fetal tissue research looking into better treatment for HIV. And what lawmakers wanted to know is whether universities and the companies they go to for fetal tissue are getting informed consent from donors, among other things. Here's Rottwein.
Based on our institutional purchase order terms and conditions, this entity, Advanced Biosciences Resources, who contracts with our university system, affirms that it is in full compliance with its obligations under all applicable federal, state, local laws and statutes.
But anti-abortion activists raise concerns about the practice of using fetal tissue obtained through abortions for research. Catherine Foster with the Lozier Institute asked lawmakers to consider banning the practice.
How many mothers would select a different fate for our children if we knew how their bodies would be treated? Picked apart on a dirty counter, stored in a fridge next to Chinese leftovers, chopped up and sold.
State health officials who regularly monitor and check in on the state's abortion clinics later said they hadn't heard of those types of violations before. All in all, there really was no big concern raised from state health officials and the medical research community. But the discussion was enough to raise a flag for the panel's chair, Byron Cook. Cook says he wants to revisit the issue of informed consent laws.
And it causes me to wonder if maybe we shouldn't be looking at the utilization of tissue from miscarriages as opposed to tissue from elected abortions, because we're going to have to give a lot of thought, in my opinion, to the informed consent to make sure that it's at an ethical standard that everybody can feel comfortable with.
Any serious consideration will have to wait for the legislative session, which starts next year. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.